Over the summer, Los Angeles had first-stage smog alerts for the first time in 6 years. Environmental groups blame the local air quality management agency, saying it's mismanaged a key emissions trading program. Patrick Hirsch reports.
Passengers flying into Los Angeles Airport often remark that the wings of their plane seem to disappear into a grimy brown fog a few hundred feet above the ground. The feeling is disconcerting. The wings reappear, of course, but the smog remains. Scott Kuhn of Communities for a Better Environment points the finger at the South Coast Air Quality Management District. The agency runs Reclaim, an emissions credit trading program that was supposed to clean up the air here. But Kuhn says it's ended up doing just the opposite.
It's having people keep their old dirty stacks operating longer by just buying credits. And we think that's the opposite goal of the Federal Clean Air Act.
Under the Reclaim program, the Air Quality Agency, known as the AQMD, puts a limit on the amount of pollution that companies can generate. Each company in the program is given credits for the amount of pollution they are allowed to produce. If one company cuts its pollution by installing new technology, say, it can sell the credits it doesn't use. Other companies that might not be able to afford to reduce their own pollution can buy those credits instead. The idea is to give industry a financial incentive to cut back on their own pollution. Barbara Baird, the AQMD's legal counsel, thinks their program has worked. She says the companies controlled under Reclaim have reduced their emissions by 70% since the program started in 1994.
They have gone down dramatically because we've had strong enforcement in a program that requires the facilities to actually monitor their emissions much more closely.
But Kuhn and other environmentalists say the program gave polluters too many credits in the beginning, and during the power crisis a few years ago, the big polluters were allowed to opt out of the system altogether. So they filed a lawsuit against the AQMD, claiming poor enforcement and record-keeping by the Clean Air Agency. That dispute will go before a judge next year. But experts say no matter what happens with this suit, there's more to the issue than just the AQMD's alleged mismanagement. Rick Flagan is professor in environmental science at Caltech.
The primary factors that lead to the air pollution problem in Los Angeles are the mountains that confine the airflow within the basin, temperature inversions that trap the air, and emissions from a growing population that cook in that air mass for long periods of time, much longer than in most other cities.
Programs like Reclaim could be a solution, says Flager, if they controlled all the polluters in the region. But right now, only about 20% of all the polluters in Southern California are governed by Reclaim. The other 80%, the cars, trucks, railroads and ships, are federally controlled, and they pump out far more pollution. The AQMD says locomotives alone produce more pollution than all of the companies in the Reclaim program combined.
If we could gain control over those emissions as well, then we could really begin to clean up the air in the basin.
Thanks to a last-minute adjustment to the Clean Air Act, California can now control emissions by some of its dirtiest polluters, the small engines used in lawnmowers and leaf blowers. But getting the federal government to budge on the big polluters in the basin won't be easy. Until that happens, Southern California's smog is certain to get thicker. For NPR News, I'm Patrick Hirsch in Los Angeles.